Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right, so I have a special guest today with me, my daughter Autumn Sanford. Say hi.
Hi.
We are here to talk about your schooling. And again, this is my daughter Autumn Sanford. She is 17, and we're going to talk today about the fact that she is in high school and she is going through college at the same time. So go ahead and tell anyone who's listening a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 17. I just play sports and do school.
Okay, well, that's a good place to start. So you go to school, and what sports do you play?
I play softball and volleyball.
Okay. Do you do anything else with your time besides those things?
Hang out with family and friends. That's literally it.
Yeah. It is summertime. We are recording this in the middle of June. So what's your summer been like so far?
Well, this is my first week of summer. It's been fun. I've been busy the whole time.
That's good.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I don't know. Just like hanging out with friends, going to the pool, tanning.
Nice. Okay. So now that we've gotten to know you just a little bit, talk to me about what made you decide on the CERTEC program and in general.
So what originally got me started was I've always had a teacher personality since I was little.
You have.
My grandma used to tell me stories about me yelling at my brother when we were little kids. We were playing the teaching game, and I was a teacher, and I was just yelling at him.
Okay.
All the time. And so it started when I was younger, but then when the opportunity came up my sophomore year of them bringing a education program into the Wilson Talent Center. Mm-hmm. It was the first year of them ever having it. This is the second year, so it's still a little bumpy, but you know, it's a great program.
Okay.
I recommend going if you can.
We'll give you all the information. If you're interested, there will be links provided. So talk to me about what the process was like in 10th grade, like what happened.
So, well, it started off 8th grade. They didn't have this program.
Okay.
And then 10th grade, when that program was an option, we went and visited the Wilson Talent Center. Mm-hmm. And they had told me, like, you can also get college courses through this, but you have to do, like, multiple steps. And I was like, okay, like, start my career early.
Yes.
And start college early. Graduate with a degree, hopefully, right. You know? And so basically going through this whole, like, not roundabout, but like process of we had to go to the Wilson Talent Center and I had to give them my PSAT scores, my grades, and all this stuff to be accepted into the program. And it was like a thick packet.
Like, I do remember
ridiculously
that.
Ridiculously thick. And that's when I was like, okay, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's courses. Like, didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And then we went to this meeting with everybody there, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of kids like that are doing the same thing as me,
right?
But nobody's ever talked to me about this before. I don't know what I'm going into. Nobody in my family knows what I'm going into. Because it was new.
Yeah.
Which they had done this, it's called CERTEC program. They had done it through other programs in the Wilson Talent Center,
right?
But
not education specific.
Yes. Okay. But in the education class, you have these Ferris courses that are embedded into the class. So no matter what, when you take the education class, you're getting college courses.
Right.
And college credits. Mm-hmm. But when you take the CERTEC, you are getting lined up for your degree.
Right.
So you have a plan of study.
Okay.
And you get like all your classes that you have to take. And your first 2 years is usually just your prereqs. But for me, it's different because I'm in the education class and some of those classes are embedded in my class.
Right.
So not my prereqs, but like the education classes that I need to get my degree.
Yes.
That's embedded in my class. So I don't have to take those.
Right.
I'm already, whatever grade I get in my Wilson class is what I get in my college class.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. It's just, it was a different feeling when I first like started the program.
Okay.
I didn't really know like what I was doing. Like the first class I took was a English 150. And I was like,
how is that?
This is ridiculous. Like, why did I do this to myself? Thinking like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. Why did I choose to do college at 15? Like, are we serious? But because there was two options for us. You can take the first class you'll always take through the CERTEC program if you're in education is the English 150. And we have a great professor on campus, Rick Cook. He also teaches here
okay.
at LCC.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. I'll have to go find him and say
he
hi.
He is a great teacher. He helped me write. Like, I have never wrote a better essay in my life. And he had told
us. We all know how much you love writing.
Yeah. He told us, you're never done writing. It's just due.
Ooh.
And so throughout the entire class, you can edit all of your old essays that you wrote in the class. So your first essay, mm-hmm. you can edit that and get a better grade on it the entire class.
That's great.
And he will correct it. And he'll send you like voice notes mm-hmm. to walk you through like what you've done or what you need to change. And you learn so much in the class. He's an amazing teacher.
Right.
Just watch your ears. He is really loud. He knows that.
So talk to me a little bit about that first visit to Wilson and what made you like specifically go, okay, the education program is where I want to go.
So when I first walked in, I went and visited the other programs first.
Yes.
Education was my last one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get like contact much with like other students. Mm-hmm. Well, I did kind of. Mm-hmm. Like when I went to the cosmetology, it was the teachers.
Right.
And they had us like dye some hair.
Okay.
Which obviously I already knew how to do that. So I was like, okay, this is just boring.
Right.
But most people don't know how to do that yet, you know? Yeah. And like they walked us through the salon and stuff, but I didn't really get much content. Like the kids would walk us through and tell us.
Right.
But, and then when I went into the education, mm-hmm. I was greeted by the students and it was, the teachers had nothing to do with it.
Oh, wow.
Like it was okay. these students telling you about the class, telling you what goes on in the class, what the classroom is like. And then you got to do like an activity. Like I got to make a water bottle.
Okay.
Like customize a water bottle for like teaching.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of like stickers and stuff for me. And I was like, wow, this is like a great atmosphere. And our teacher then was not there. I think she was on sick leave. Mm-hmm. I believe. I don't remember correctly. But I was like, wow, I love this class even without meeting the teacher.
Right. Right.
And I was like, okay, well, I have a college opportunity in this class mm-hmm. to earn 60 college credits.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'm also getting to go out and teach kids. So yeah. I'm getting placement.
Yeah.
And I'm being able to connect with kids.
Yes.
And I was like, this yeah. would be great for me.
Yeah.
Because I love kids. I've always been like a kid person.
Yes, you have.
So, you know, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Tell me a little bit about specifically the days that you're at, like what your week looks like when you're at Wilson.
Okay, so starting with this year, I'll start with this year and then I'll talk about next year.
Yeah.
So starting this year, when you first come in, you're there for probably 3 months.
Okay.
Just at Wilson.
Okay.
And you're in the class, you're learning how to make lesson plans, you're learning okay. everything you need to know about kids. Everything you need to know as a teacher, you're learning in those first 3 months.
Okay.
And then you get what's called a placement, where you pick a school and a teacher. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of stuff you have to go through to get to go to these teachers, mm-hmm. you know, because you can't just show up and be like, I'm coming into your class.
Right.
You have to talk to the teacher, get to know them, which lucky for me, the teacher that I had, she was my student educator and also my little brother's teacher.
Yes.
So I had already had like a relationship with her.
And the principal.
Yes. And so.
Kind of requested.
Yes. I told her, I don't care what classroom I put in, whatever you want me in.
Yes.
And she said, well, this class has behavioral issues and I want you in it. And I was like, oh, okay. Throw it all at me my first year. That's fine.
Yep.
But
so great way to get that out of the way.
That first like month you're at placement, you're there for Tuesdays only.
Okay.
Or like 1 to 2 months.
Okay.
After Christmas is when we went into two. So we'd yeah. be there Tuesdays, Thursdays.
Right.
And you're only there for the morning until okay. you have actual class at your school.
Right.
Which was amazing. The teachers were super flexible at Wilson. Like if you missed one of your placement days and you wanted to go for a full day,
yeah.
they sent an email to your school saying she's excused.
That's wonderful.
To teach the whole day. They do track where you're at, so you can't do nothing bad.
Oh, yeah. I do remember there was a kerfuffle with your app a couple of times because I did get a phone. What is it called?
Jibble.
That's right.
And sometimes like won't work, but it works most of the time.
Gotcha. So, gotcha. Okay. But
then we went there Tuesdays, Thursdays. And then next year, because we already have like all of the education things that we need to know to be a teacher.
Right.
We'll only be at Wilson on Tuesdays. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are out in placement teaching.
That's wonderful. Student educator. How excited are you for that?
Very excited.
Yes. You're going to be back in Miss Kaufman's classroom, right?
Yes, I am. Yay, we love
her. Wonderful. She's amazing. Do love Miss Kaufman. Would you recommend CERTEC program specifically to other students? Why or why not?
So it's very like on and off. Like if you are not gung-ho about college, don't do it.
Okay.
Because these classes go on your permanent record. If you fail it, it's on your permanent college record. Like right now I have a full transcript to Ferris State.
Right.
And all my classes that I have taken are on that.
Right.
So if you're the type of person to fall behind in your work or like if you don't do good with online classes, do not do CERTEC.
Okay.
Because you will not do very well. When I first came in, I had never taken an online class. And I was like, what if I do terrible? What if I can't learn online?
Right.
Because I'm a face-to-face person. Like, I want to be talking to you.
Yes.
But
I have no idea where you get that from.
Yes. But I loved it, personally.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have, I started off at a young age with a reading disability.
Mm-hmm.
It's still hard for me to, like, read and, like, remember what I read. So I have to read it, like, 7 times.
Okay.
So the classes were challenging because they're college courses and I have to like reread everything multiple times to understand it.
Right.
But other than that, it was like amazing.
Okay. And what classes have you taken?
I've taken English 150. I don't know what education classes were embedded in my course at Wilson. I don't know those ones.
Just specifically the online ones though.
History 230.
Okay.
There's another one that I took. I do not remember.
Government? No, that's one you're taking right now.
I started on the 18th.
Okay.
I can't remember. I don't remember what it was.
It's been a total of 3 so far, right?
Yes.
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 Okay.
But that's just because my other ones are embedded in my course.
Right. So again, why would you recommend or recommend?
It's amazing. The people at Wilson specifically that help you are amazing people. They help coordinate everything. If you have any question, they're there to answer it. They're there to help you. Okay. If you're struggling.
Do you want to shout out anybody specifically at Wilson?
Miss Casey. I love her to death. She's like a family member to me.
Okay.
Obviously, but I love her. She's been very, very helpful.
Okay.
And Mr. Pickell.
Okay.
He is our other coordinator person.
Okay.
And they both help so much. Like if you have a question, they're going to be there to answer it. If you need help, they walk you through all the steps of filling out, applying to colleges and like everything like that. Also on a side note, you get a thing called a MEMCA.
Yeah. What's
which
that?
Is like all of your hours.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And that works towards like your degrees and stuff.
That's awesome.
If you don't fill it out, Miss Casey will come for you. So
FYI.
Or your plan of study, if you don't fill that out.
They will. Yes.
They're going to come
to you. So what was it like just this first year trying to navigate, schedule, and juggle the online courses, the in-person Wilson courses, the placement, and then also regular high school and your sports because you do sports?
So in the beginning, it was very difficult. All the way up until the end this year, it was difficult because it's junior year. Junior year is always the hardest year in school with everything you have. And I'm in almost all my classes are AP classes except for one.
Okay.
So then I have all of that work on top of everything else. And then leaving school early all the time because of volleyball or softball games.
Yes.
Or wrestling meets. It gets very hard to juggle at some points. Mm-hmm. And there was points where I was up until 3-4 o'clock in the morning doing schoolwork.
Yeah, you were.
You just have to juggle it.
Right.
And you push through it. It's hard, but it's not. It prepares you for like life.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say because
I like that. That's good.
I don't know. It was hard to juggle in the beginning because there's very, very little time.
Yeah.
And then when softball came around, it was less time because We had late practices, yes. but I also had no time before that to do any schoolwork.
Yep.
So then I was getting home and I had to do all of my Leslie schoolwork and then my college work.
Yes.
And the weekends, mm-hmm. there's either a tournament or something to do on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays, it's like, you need to get your work done. It's due.
Gotcha.
And then also flipping houses that day too.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, and then on top of my Wilson work yes. that they'll give you.
Yes.
So, which we didn't have it often, but
yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the highlights for you of this first year with the balancing? Favorite things?
Probably my like homeschool teacher.
Yeah.
Dr. O'Connell.
Okay.
He's very like lenient uh-huh. because we also had, I had a lot of other things that happened this year.
Yes, we did.
He was very like easygoing. He was like, if you need some extra days, you let me know.
Right.
Because he knew that I was taking all of my college courses on right. top of my AP courses, right. which is a lot
yes.
because those count for college too.
Yes.
So yeah, him and Mr. Liberato were like top tier for me because they were really lenient. And
right.
they definitely helped me out a lot.
Okay.
Besides the sometimes.
When, besides the sometimes?
Yes.
What does that mean?
when Mr. Lib would get on everybody's nerves with homework.
Oh, okay.
Because some teachers just, homework is homework.
Yeah.
Which is not how it's supposed to be nowadays.
Right.
Being through the education program, it's yeah. supposed to be like, you do work in class.
Right.
You don't send homework home for busy work.
Right.
But teachers don't know that. And some teachers now don't understand that there's multiple ways of teaching and learning
yeah.
because all students learn different.
Right.
And you need every way of teaching.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
But I do, those two did help me out a lot. And Tucker Serbrook, one of my favorite people ever. I only had him my first trimester, but he's amazing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. What about, okay, he's the wrestling coach, right?
Yes.
Yes. And really quickly, and then we're going to wrap things up. Talk to me about, because we didn't talk about that, the wrestling stuff.
Oh, so during wrestling season, it was like hours. I'm not kidding. So I'm in two National Honor Societies.
Yes.
And I had $400 alone with just wrestling.
Just the wrestling.
Four volunteer hours. And yeah. almost every day of the week, there's wrestling.
Yes.
And there's Saturdays. I leave the house at 6 mm-hmm. and I don't get home till 10 or 11 p.m.
Yes.
Because that's how long some wrestling meets go.
Right.
Or, like, I've slept on the floor of gymnasiums because yes. we've been at wrestling meets until 1 right. to 3 in the morning.
Right. And you're just, you know, you're the team manager, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And so okay. I have to be everywhere, you know.
With them throughout that season.
And we had three of us this year, but it was still, like, we're struggling to, like, get everybody, you know.
Everywhere for yes. all the meets and get all
and
the everything
that's when
covered.
It was kind of hard then to do my schoolwork, but I had a job. I was working.
Yeah.
And so I had time there to do some of my schoolwork.
Yeah.
But days of wrestling, it was like, yeah, you're not doing anything. You're at wrestling all day because our wrestling tournaments are like an hour and a half away.
Right.
And so we're just working. And if they're like at Leslie, if we were to have like one of the Matt Hawks mm-hmm. wrestling tournaments for yes. the little kids.
Yes.
We had to work it. Like okay. all the wrestlers and the team managers, we had to be there all day and work it.
Gotcha.
So then you were there all day long.
Awesome. Well, thank you
and
so much for
setting up and taking down.
That's a lot of work. That's yes. like from like early in the morning to
10 at night.
10 at night.
Always.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and talking about all of this cool stuff. We are going to include in the episode, we are going to include all the links. So if you're listening to this and you think maybe you're a student or you are a student and you might be interested in taking that, mm-hmm. the program. Also,
but
if you would
to
like
be for this program, if you're going to go through what I went through, you have to go to a school that goes through the Ingham ISD.
Right. Exactly.
To be able to go to Wilson.
Exactly. Yes. So. Yes. Okay. So closing out, the two things that I like to ask all of my guests are, the first one is, what is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Okay.
Honestly, never give up.
Okay.
Because there have been times like in my life where I'm like, oh my God, this is so much. I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give up and I'm
okay.
going great now.
Okay. Like, worst piece of advice. What is the worst piece of advice you've been given?
Oof. So much.
I don't even know. Well, we can tab that and visit it another time. And then the last thing I'm going to do is a random question generator. What would you be really good at if it wasn't for one thing?
I think I would be really, really good at like cosmetology,
mm-hmm.
because you've done it.
Right.
If I wouldn't have gone into the education program.
Okay.
But I love education and it was a better opportunity for me.
Okay.
On a side note, if you're taking those college courses, Red Bull is going to be your best friend or some sort of energy drink, because I'm not kidding. I drink like 2 to 3 a day.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much, Autumn, for coming in and chit-chatting with me today about the program. Yes, I appreciate it. And that is all for today.
And if there's any questions, reach out.
Yeah.
I'm willing to answer.
How can people get a hold of you social media-wise to ask questions?
I'll put a link to my Instagram or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We will create that link for you when the podcast is released.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.